Now, we talked about one sinner can destroy much good. One person can get in and corrupt many people. I think about Christian schools that I grew up in. Good night. Every Christian school I went to, there was always at least one bad egg, at least. There was never a Christian school I went to where there wasn't at least one bad. I mean, good night, you got 20-some kids, 30-some kids in the class. One of them is going to be a filthy pervert, period. Say, how do you know that? Well, you know, growing up, I went to 7 different Christian schools, and I could testify that all 7 of them, you could point at least 1 or 2 kids, and that they were just the infiltrators, that were just the bad eggs, that were the bad seeds. And I mean, I personally had those kids try to get to me and tell me all the filth and expose everybody the filth, and they would have the whole class exposed to their filth. They would destroy the whole class. They destroyed all those kids. That's why the Christian school movement, the Christian fool movement, has not worked. Because I'm going to tell you something. Back in the day, big fundamental Baptist churches were thriving, and this is what they said. They said, we're all going to start Christian schools, and we're going to use them to produce an army. This is the word that they used. An army of pastors, a great army of Christian school teachers, an army of soul mentors. That army does not exist today, because there are less now than there were back then. Isn't that terrible? There's less now than there were back then. Why? Because one sinner gets in there and destroys it. One bad apple destroys the whole barrel. One bad egg gets in and destroys the whole thing. And so, look at what the Bible says in chapter 2 of Song of Solomon, verse number 15. The Bible says, take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. You see that? The Bible talks about vines and vineyards, it's talking about producing fruit. You know, there's a lot of analogies like this in the Bible. You know, I believe that your children are tender grapes on that vine of your house. And he says, little foxes, little tiny foxes that can just go through little holes in the wall. They slip in. They creep in. And he said, they'll destroy the vine. They'll destroy the grapes on the vine. Little foxes. You see, it's not always an adult that's going to defile your children. It's not always a grown. It could be another child. Okay, do you understand that? The little fox. Oh, it's just a little fox. Don't worry about that at all. We repaired the big breaches in the wall. Good night. We put the gates up. This little hole over here, nobody can fit through that hole. Well, little foxes will fit through that hole. And I'm going to tell you something. You must guard your children. You must put a wall around your children. You must put a wall of protection around those kids. I do not, and I'll say that, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I do not let my children out of my sight ever, except when they're under my wife's supervision. I'm looking at my kids, or my wife's looking at my kids, or we're in the house. When we're out and about, when we're at church, when we have other people over at our house, when we're at other people's houses, relatives, friends, we don't let our kids out of our sight. You say, that's a little bit extreme. That is not extreme at all. We don't let them out of our sight, period, ever, for any reason. You say, what about this? No. What about with this relative? No. And I'm going to tell you that the Sanballats and the Tobias and the Geshem, the Arabians, they laugh at us just like they laughed at Nehemiah when he built the wall. People make fun of us sometimes and say, come on, what's the big deal? Don't you want to take your wife out to eat? Leave her with the babysitter that you met last week. Leave her with the babysitter you've never met that I could refer to you. Here's her phone number. Here's his phone number. Hey, don't worry about it. We'll watch the kids. Go out and have a good time. Do you think I'm going to go out and eat a meal with my wife so that my work with my kids can be flushed down the toilet in one evening? Come to me after the service. I'll tell you about the people who've been molested. Come to me after the service. I'll tell you about the people that I grew up with in church who are pornographers, who are in jail, who are molesters, who are perverts, who are predators, I guess you could call it predators, seeking out, trying to destroy people. You've got your own, I don't even need to tell you. Think about your family. Think about your extended family. Think about the people you've talked to. I am not going to risk my tender grapes back there. I wouldn't leave a suitcase of $1 million at somebody's house. I'm not going to leave my kids at somebody's house. You do whatever you want. I'm not telling you what to do. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't let my kids out of my sight, and my wife doesn't let the kids out of her sight. We keep our kids with us all the time. You know, sometimes I've been there watching, and I've seen people try to defile my kids. I've seen people try to get to my kids, both verbally or physically. But I was right there to say, no, stop it. people tried to get to me when I was growing up. You know, scary things. Hey, it's reality, friend. Read the book of Genesis and see what people are really like. You'll see the kind of filthy stuff that goes on behind closed. Just read. You don't have to read all 66 books of the Bible to figure it out. Read the book of Genesis and then come to me and tell me you're going to leave your kids with every aunt and uncle. It's always some pervert uncle. Yes, it is some pervert uncle all the time. It's always some pervert cousin somewhere. It's always some pervert relative that wants to get in there and defile my hard work. You see, I could work on my kids. I could read them the Bible. I could preach to them. I could love them. I can train them. But, you know, as soon as I just let them go into the hands of somebody, their life could be destroyed. All my work up in smoke because I wanted a break from the kids. Sorry. My wall's not that weak. And, you know, part of the reason why my wall's not that weak is because I try to have my house be very different than the world outside. I mean, we live in a godliness paradise. You know, that's what we try to do. At least we're not perfect. But we don't let all the world's trash in it. I'm sorry, but my kids don't know about all the American Idol. They don't know the movies. People walk up to them and they talk about any movie character, any TV show, any cartoon character. My kids don't even know what they're talking about. Like, what? What's that? You know, they don't even know. So see how different it is? That's why we have a bigger wall. Bigger wall. My kids are not going to the devil without a fight from me. If my kids go to the devil, it's going to be over my dead body. And so I keep my kids, hey, shelter your kids. Yes, I shelter my kids. What do you want to do, leave them out in the rain? Huh? Put them out in the rain, right? Put them out in the snow? What kind of a stupid argument is that? Don't shelter them. Okay, well, I'm going to tear my house down then. We're going to start sleeping outside, kids, because we don't want to shelter ourselves. Hey, I'm going to shelter my kids physically. I'm going to shelter them spiritually. I'm trying to protect them. You say, oh, but they got to be exposed to it sometime. Hey, they're exposed to it with me out soul winning. When I'm right there protecting them. They see the beer. They hear the cussing. They hear the rock music. But they see it in its natural, real environment. And I'm right there to say, see, son? See what I said? I told you. You want a house that smells like this? You want to live in this neighborhood? See, son? This is where you'll end up, son. See, that's the right way to expose your kids to sin. Not on the television where everything's clean and pristine. And look, if you would, at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2 in the New Testament, toward the end toward the end of the New Testament in the Bible there. And I don't care who that makes mad. My kids are not going to be left out of my... And I beg of you to watch your kids. I beg you, please, I plead with you, don't just let your kids go off everywhere and stay with everybody and not be under direct supervision. I mean, you're nuts in today's world. I mean, I think things have changed dramatically in the last, like, 20 years.